From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi forces advancing on Mosul faced stiff resistance Monday from the Islamic State jihadist group, despite an unprecedented wave of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in support of the week-old offensive. Federal forces and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters gained ground in several areas, but the jihadists were hitting back with shelling, sniper fire, suicide car bombs, and booby traps. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq and has just returned from areas just vacated by the Islamic State militants.
5 days ago, Islamic State fighters were launching attacks, including reigniting the burning oil fields that are leaving billowing black smoke overhead everywhere in the city, Gayara, which is about 30 kilometers south of Mosul. Residue from the oil stains the people's clothes and bodies, and people are getting sick from it. And from the sulfur plant, ISIS also set on fire as it fled the area, which sent 1,000 people to the hospital. Army officials say they are winning the war against ISIS, but protecting the people is their biggest challenge. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Gayara, Iraq.
French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near Calais that has become known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country. The process is expected to take about a week. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mollem is holding talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Moscow on Friday, October 28. The information comes from Russia's deputy foreign minister Monday, speaking to the Interfax news agency. A reconnaissance plane working for France's defense ministry crashed in a ball of flames at Malta's international airport Monday. In all, 5 people were killed. This is VOA News. Belgium has conceded it cannot sign off on a landmark EU free trade deal with Canada because of continued objections from Wallonia and other regional leaders who rejected a late Monday deadline. During a press conference Monday, European Commission spokesman Margarita Skinas sought to give breathing room to the Belgian holdout.
La Belgique est encore dans un processus.
He said a deal is still possible. He said Belgium is still in the process of establishing its position. He says the Commission has the utmost respect for the process. Without Belgium's signature, the other 27 European Union nations cannot go forward. The World Meteorological Organization reports the level of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere has reached a record high this year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere reached 400 parts per million for the first time in 2015 and surged to new records this year. WMO Secretary General Petteri Itala says this symbolic but significant milestone bodes ill for the planet as these CO2 emissions will stay in the atmosphere for generations.
At the moment, we are not moving in the right direction. We are actually moving in the wrong direction.
Meteorologists say CO2 accounts for 65% of the warming effect on our climate. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Doctors have long warned women that getting pregnant later in life can raise the risk of stroke, but a study Monday suggested that actually only young women face this increasing risk. The findings were in the Journal of the American Medical Association of Neurology and compared stroke rates among pregnant and non-pregnant women of different age groups. 2 children and another civilian were killed along with a soldier in firing across the border between India and Pakistan, according to officials on both sides of the border Monday. Pakistan's military said an 18-month-old girl and another civilian were killed on its side of the border in unprovoked firing by the Indian Army. Indian police said the heavy exchange of firing occurred in its Arispura sector, killing an Indian border security guard and a 6-year-old boy. Indian police Monday said at least 24 rebels were killed in a shootout in eastern India, according to a local police officer. Police said they ambushed a meeting of 30 to 40 Maoists in a forest near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states that triggered the gun battle. They warned that there was a large number of people at the meeting, so the death toll could rise. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.